All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a PGA Tour golfer, a four-time winner on the PGA Tour, 2017 PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, currently number six in the World Golf Rankings, seventh in FedEx Cup standings. He is a President's Cup winner. He is appearing on behalf of Highland. Xander Schauffele joins us. Xander, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So you're coming off an 11th place finish at the Memorial. Overall, how you feeling coming out of the weekend? How you hitting them right now?
Pretty good. Really good, actually. You know, I think I pretty much played or finished as poorly as I could have based on how I hit it. So feeling good going into the U.S. Open.
So let me ask you this. In that first round, you broke out the arm lock method on the greens. What was the thinking that went into that change? And then how did that feel?
Yeah, that was sort of my talk of my team, I guess. It was new for me. I have used it for 2 days leading into the Memorial, and I figured I feel like it gives me a bigger advantage. So I figured I'd roll the dice that week, and I think my putting stats were pretty solid for the most part, even though I feel like I didn't really make a whole lot of putts. But I'm probably going to stick with it through to the U.S. Open and use it as long as I can until, you know, they ban it.
Xander Schauffele joining us. In fact, it's kind of interesting because you went into the Memorial ranked in the top 10 in strokes game putting. So it wouldn't seem like you needed to do anything at all to shake it up or make a change. So, I mean, I know you touched on this, but what inspired you to try it? Was it just a matter of wanting to see what all the hype and all the fuss was about?
I had a tour rep was, yes, for starters. And I had a tour rep from Callaway. He was making a putter with a grip on it, and I saw it. You know, us pros like to tinker around and sit in the van and kind of hang out, and I saw it and I was like, hey, can you build me one of those? And so I finally got around to trying it out, funny enough, just prior to leaving to Memorial. And I worked with my putting coach. You know, we put on a machine that sort of shows your launch conditions, your ball roll, your face angle at impact, and all these things. And I started to realize how much more consistent I was with this lock thing anchored into my left arm. And I'm not really a big liker of or a proponent of change, but neither is my coach. No one on my team likes to change anything, especially, you know, when I'm in the top 10 in putting, for that matter. But we figured it's kind of a no-brainer. We got to roll the dice on this thing and see how I do. And so that, with it being my first week and not even using it for, you know, 2 days, it kind of worked out nice.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Xander Schauffele joining us. You know, going into the Memorial, I thought you said something really interesting. You said, quote, I think this whole underdog role is probably why I've been successful. And it's always important to play with a chip on your shoulder. But at the same time, I think it might be the reason that's maybe holding me back in big moments. End of quote. It's a really interesting statement to me. What do you mean by that?
It's fun. I miss my, you know, I don't miss a whole lot of cuts. And so I missed the cut at the PGA, even though I shouldn't have. And it got me thinking a little bit about, you know, just a classic reflection and failure. And so whenever someone messes up in sports, you know, they always talk about how they can learn from their mistakes. And so I try to take a step back and actually think of, you know, that's such a common phrase used, and I'm not trying to just, you know, say words to say them. And so I was trying to think of, you know, what am I actually learning from these situations? And, you know, I had a lot of time to reflect and was able to speak with my dad, you know, shortly after that. And so I got a few books to read to help me sort of in this process. But what I mean by that is sort of my dad sort of, you know, programmed my brain to work a certain way as a kid to, you know, you have to work for everything you want. And so, and work your ass off for that matter. And so I've had this mentality my whole life, and I'm always chasing, and I'm chasing. And as soon as you get to the top of a leaderboard, you're no longer chasing, you know, there's no ghost in front of you to chase. You're leading the pack. And so I think my mentality has to change when I'm in those moments. And so I'm trying to learn how to either stay more present or find keys or triggers or words to keep myself present in those moments. Because I'm so used to, you know, being like a bloodhound, there's people ahead of me, I need to go get them. And, you know, most of my wins have come from behind as well. Same mentality, right? But, anytime I've been leading a tournament, it's different and it's new for me. So I'm actually trying to learn from those situations.
That is such good stuff. Such good stuff. I'm dying to know, like, when you picked up a few books, what have you been reading of late to help you with that sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, I figured I'm not much of a reader, guilty. I've always told myself I'm not a great reader, but I figured the first thing I'll read is a book on how to learn before I read any other book. So I read a book called Limitless by Jim Quick. He's sort of, a renowned brain coach. And it's literally a book on, speed reading is a section in there. He talks a lot about flow state and sort of how to learn, how your brain works and what triggers your brain and certain things like that. And everyone learns a little differently. And so aside from golf, this was literally just like, I want to, become a better reader so then I can take in more knowledge as I read more books.
So have you learned to trigger flow state, or do you just have to hope that it happens when you need it most?
Yeah, flow state's interesting. I just got another book from Amazon on flow. I'm going to read at some point here, but flow state's a really interesting thing. I don't know much about it. I'm speaking sort of, I guess in lay terms here, but it's sort of, you have a little bit. I tried to enter flow state last week at Memorial. You struggle, of course, you're nervous, you're anxious, your fear of failure kicks in, and then your sort of subconscious or unconscious mind and attention takes over and everything becomes easy. And that's sort of that flow state that these books and, psychologists or scientists refer to, is when your unconscious mind takes over and things become really easy. And so you can apply that to any part of your life and job. And so that's sort of these sort of states that I'm trying to enter in while I'm competing.
That's it. That's why I asked. I think we're all looking for that. Xander Schauffele joining us. So you mentioned the U.S. Open. With each day, we're one day closer to the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. The U.S. Open's always going to be special no matter what, but how much more special or significant is it when it's played in your own backyard?
Yeah, it's a dream. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a dream. Obviously, it's weird. The dream was to compete in it. Now the dream is to win it. Things change quickly. Maybe I didn't have lofty enough goals when I was 15 or 16, but I think as soon as the venue was announced, my dad and I were sitting on the couch and we're watching, a golf tournament probably together. And we saw that it was a venue and, our goal was to get into the tournament. So here we are, a week away trying to win this thing. So it's still a dream of mine. The dreams change slightly, but it's still really cool and really special for, my team and myself.
I want to ask you about Highland in 1 second. I just want to ask you one thing about Phil Mickelson, because when he won the PGA Championship, he gave you a lot of credit because he said that last year you guys played at the Farms Golf Club and that you beat him 3 straight rounds. He said that he told his wife, quote, "I don't know how I'm going to beat this guy. He's probably playing the best of any player in the world right now." What do you remember about those rounds?
I was kicking his ass.
Oh man.
Yeah, he wasn't playing great. And what I remember most is I was playing really well and I didn't, I wasn't mean to Phil. Obviously he's, one of the greats ever, really cementing himself in history with this last win. Not that he even needed it, but I remember, since I'm on this whole learning train, I remember how he was asking me so many questions and I'm sitting there and why is a 5-time major champion asking me questions? You know what I mean? And so obviously in his mind, he thought I was playing some of the best golf in the world and he just wanted to know what I was thinking. And so, thinking back now, I'm like, holy smokes, you got this 50-year-old guy who's more motivated than, most kids out there, which is shocking. And he just is obsessive and so passionate about golf that, it was something, his level of motivation, pushed him through such bad times that he had on the course to winning. And so his self-belief is second to none. And I'm not surprised that he won. I think a lot of people are statistically what he's done, all this crap leading into it. But for the most part, he's not surprised. I think if you got him in a quiet room, I don't think he's surprised he won either.
That would have been so cold-blooded if I had said to you, what do you remember about those rounds? And you just said, I remember kicking his ass and left it at that. Except the response was very thoughtful. I know. So, and it was. I'm glad you answered that the way you did. So you're working with Highland and the Highland Share Your Swing contest. To lay this out for me, Xander, what is that all about?
Yeah, it's a really cool contest. The Highlands, including my dad and I, like we refer to, my dad's been my only swing coach my entire life. Through June 20th, Highland, my dad, and myself, we're all, hoping all golfers of all skill levels post, 1 minute or less video, depending on how comfortable they are with their swing. You post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. All you have to do is hashtag Highland Contest, and Highland will select 10 finalists from there. And then one video will be selected in the end, and you'll receive a personalized breakdown of your swing. with my dad and I sort of trying to coach you through it. And, you know, hopefully we can find your X factor in that moment.
You know, it's really interesting about that. Like, he was your swing coach. And when you were growing up, your dad was really serious about making sure that you did not see your swing. And as you point out, he is going to be involved in this project. He's going to join you and give feedback on the swings. So how do you think that's going to go?
Yeah, it's funny when you say it like that. It is true. He was very against me seeing my own swing. And I think, you know, things have changed now in terms of my knowledge of the game and my knowledge of how I swing the club to where he's not too worried. I think he's still worried at times that I get a little too analytical. And so he has to reel me in from space at times. But it's a kind of a cool moment that, you know, me and him get to share some comments on and some advice to some people.
I think that's really cool. Hey, listen, one quick thought. You played in the President's Cup, and this is a Ryder Cup year. So now that you've got that President's Cup experience, what would it mean to you to be playing in the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits?
Since everyone says that the Ryder Cup is, you know, more nerve-wracking than the President's Cup, obviously I don't know what that would feel like or if that's true, but it'd be a true honor. And, you know, I think there's a really good group of guys that's going over to Whistling Straits. And, you know, I'd love to be on the team and trying to bring that cup back.
He is a PGA Tour pro, four-time winner on the PGA Tour, and number 6 in the World Golf Rankings, number 7 in the FedEx Cup standings. Today, he appeared on behalf of Highland. Xander, great to have you back. Great job. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Good talking to you, Xander Schauffele. Always a good conversation. And that clearly is a young guy who is great and is still trying to get better, wants to get better. Kind of like me, except I'm not a young guy. Just trying to get better. Just trying to be great. I'll tell you what, though, that was a really good first hour. A couple of exceptional interviews. We had the head coach of the U.S. men's national soccer team, Greg Berhalter. They've got a big one coming up against Costa Rica tomorrow night. Xander Schauffele, PGA golfer.